Welcome to NPR's All Songs Considered, highlights from NPR's online music show. Enjoy.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The first sounds of summer are blaring from my car speakers, and it's not the Red Hot Chili Peppers CD. It's Tilly and the Wall. The band from Omaha's second record continues to be propelled by the tap-dancing feet of Jamie Williams and the contagious melodies the band writes and sings. Their new CD is called Bottoms of Barrels, and this is Rainbows in the Dark. The unique and wonderful sounds of Tilly and the Wall, two guys and three women based in Omaha, Nebraska. The new CD came out. It's called Bottoms of Barrels, a follow-up to their delightful 2004 record, Wild Like Children. You can hear Chili in the Wall in concert on All Songs Considered. Their show was the first in our concert series we presented back in January of 2005. That show and so very many more concerts can be found in our archives, including our recent show with the Walkmen. Go to npr.org/allsongs, and there on the left side of the page is a list of 25 or so shows for you to enjoy. In the summer of 79, two guys and three women from Leeds put out a catchy single. The British band was the Delta Five. They were part of a music scene that grew out of the art school there in Leeds. Their more famous friends were the Gang of Four and the Mekons. All three bands had a characteristic angular guitar sense, power chords falling on odd beats. The songs of the Mekons and the Gang of Four leaned politically left. The songs of the Delta Five dealt more with the personal than the political. This is the first single. Notice two bass players in this song. It's called Mind Your Own Business. Delta 5. Their first single from September 1979 called Mind Your Own Business. The new collection of Delta 5 music is called Singles and Sessions 1979 to 1981. A new CD sparked a controversy here. The CD's called 80s Hits Stripped, acoustic versions of the 80s greatest hits. And the question was, what was the worst decade for pop music? A few responses. First, from our producer Robin Hilton, who's certain it was the 80s. With its hair bands, bad synthesizers, and overproduction, I thought it was the 70s, because it's the year I finally turned off pop radio when disco took over pop culture. But then I saw the song collection on this record of the 80s stripped, and I knew Robin was right.
Jenna, Jenna, who can I turn to? You give me something I can hold on to. I know you think I'm like the others before, who saw your name and number on the wall. Hey, John, I've got your number. I need to make you mine. John, and don't change your number. 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309
You don't know me, but you make me so damn happy. I tried to call you before, but I lost my nerve. I tried my imagination, but I was disturbed.
I still am.
Johnny, I got your number. I need to make your mind. Johnny, don't change your number. 8675309.
8675309.
8675309.
8675309.
I got it. I got your number off the wall.
Jenny, I got your number. I just got to make you mine.
Jenny, don't change your number. It's
8675309. 8675309.
8675309.
8675309.
Jenny, Jenny, who can I turn to?
Tommy Two Tone from a CD of 80s hits done without all that production and without all that hair. That, of course, was 8675309, Jenny. This CD includes music by Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl, Heart performing These Dreams, Colin Hay of Men at Work, remember them, the song called Down Under. What do you think the worst decade was for pop music? Take a look at Robin Hilton's music blog and send your thoughts. A link will be found on the All Songs Considered page. And of course, there are many blogs, some musical, others political, at our website, npr.org. I'm in need of a palate cleanser. There's a recent reissue of music performed by the great tenor sax player Coleman Hawkins. Let's listen to him do this Jerome Kern tune, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman Hawkins, a great tenor saxophonist known for his playing in Fletcher Henderson's orchestra in the 30s when Louis Armstrong played the trumpet, and later for a solo on a version of Body and Soul. Hawkins would later be the father to bebop on sessions with trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie. Coleman Hawkins died in 1969. The collection we played is part of a terrific new series on Prestige called Prestige Profiles, and this CD includes recordings made in the late 1950s and early 60s. Terrific standards are on the CD, including In a Mellow Tone, The Ellington Tune, and I'll Never Be the Same. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I Am Robot and Proud is the moniker that Shauhan Leem uses to record his gentle, electronic-based music. It reminds me a bit of instrumental songs by the Postal Service. Shauhan Leem performs and writes the music on the CD called The Electricity in Your House Wants to Sing. This song's called The Work. The music of Shauhan Leem, recording under the name I Am Robot and Proud. The CD's called The Electricity in Your House Wants to Sing. New Buffalo is the name Sally Seltman records under. She's Australian, and for her, it was an album by Marilyn Monroe that she got when she was about 16 that influences the way she sings and the way she arranges her songs. She also mentions Sigur Rós, the dreamy band from Iceland, and Olivia Newton-John as artists that have changed and shaped her music. None of this prepares you for the remix of a track from New Buffalo's 2005 CD, The Last Beautiful Day. This song's called I've Got You and You've Got Me.
Giving all I've got, but when I do the last,
New Buffalo, a tune remixed by Canada's Broken Social Scene and recently featured on an ad for Crest Toothpaste, of all things. The song is called I've Got You and You've Got Me. The remix is on a recently released EP simply called New Buffalo. From Senegal comes the music of Sheik Lo, though Sheik Lo doesn't simply play traditional Senegalese music. In fact, Sheik Lo and his producer Nick Gold traveled to Brazil to figure out the rhythms for this record. You may know Nick Gold's name. Gold produced those amazing Cuban recordings with the Buena Vista Social Club that made such an impact on the way the world heard Cuban music. Listen to this from Sheik Lo with percussion help from the Brazilian musician drummer Carlinhos Brown. I'm Bob Boylan with producer Robin Hilton. Kimberly Jones was our engineer. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Su para con la fiesta. marica niño.
Thanks for listening. You'll find more about this program and a listing of NPR stations online at npr.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 7-passenger MDX with electronic 4-wheel drive and traction control. Information at acura.com.